Hello gamers, and welcome to Ich Dich Game Queer. I'm your host Lea, and I love video games and overthinking things. In this episode, we face the end of a world as we answer the question, is Paradise Killer queer? As you saw, spoiler warning for the game. Also, content warnings for violence, death, abuse, suicide, gore, and all sorts of related topics. Paradise Killer is a 2020 visual novel and investigation game by Kaizen Gameworks, where the core mechanic is exploration. It's available on PC and Switch. In the game, you play as Lady Lovedice, who has been in exile for millions of days and is now summoned back to the islands to solve a horrific murder. The game takes place in Paradise, a set of islands outside the regular world, inhabited by a cult of cosmic horror-worshipping beings, who might look like humans, some of them at least, but they certainly don't act like it. First off, the good. The world building and characters of Paradise Killer are probably the best part of the entire game, which is good in a game that relies so much on its story for its appeal. Sure, most of the gameplay is running around the island and collecting little clues, but that's not exactly enough to keep anyone's interest. Rather, the real offering of the game is the weird world of Paradise, the bits and pieces you discover about its background and origins, and all the weird characters you encounter. The main point of the game is solving the murder of council members, which you do by collecting evidence, speaking to witnesses and suspects, and discovering connections. The story has multiple layers, which you can uncover through your efforts, and in the end, all the apparently disparate pieces click together like a puzzle, which is what a good mystery does. I enjoyed the exploration and collectibles, although there were a couple of times where I got stuck in the landscape. Mostly the traversal of the island was well done and allowed me to run off in search of new puzzles and collectibles. Also, I liked the way the game allowed me to upgrade my abilities, though it didn't actually make it very clear that the footbaths, for example, would give me upgrades, so at first I was hesitant to spend my very limited money on them. Lady Lovedice especially is an interesting character, and her fondness for solving mysteries felt like a good addition to a game where the main point is solving a mystery. Then, they're not so good. First, this is not exactly an objective minus, since some people will actually enjoy these things, but the game has a lot of very heavy subjects. There are genocidal gods, ritual sacrifice, and humans treated as cattle. If you dislike dark themes, this is not the game for you. Seriously. It's impossible to play through the game without encountering at least some of this, even though some parts require you to explore quite far. Also, all the characters are morally grey at best, even the ones that don't actively participate in, say, the mass sacrifice or kidnapping of humans for use as slaves. still rely on the syndicate and its methods for their way of life, and all seem to think that the end of resurrecting their cosmic horror gods justifies all the ends along the way. Even the most likable characters are basically monsters, and if that bothers you, well, you won't be having a good time. For a game that's so based on exploration, getting anywhere is a chore, especially getting anywhere specific. The map is very nearly useless, and there are walkways, elevation, underground passage, and all other kinds of things. So something that looks like it's right next to you on the map might be a long trek away in the actual game. There is a fast travel system which you can unlock point by point as you proceed in the game. However, it costs some of the game currency to use, and this currency is limited with only so much of it scattered around the game world, so you can't exactly use it freely. There is also very little replayability in this game. The marketing of the game makes a big fuss about defining your own truth and solving the mystery your way, which is frankly bullshit. As you explore the world and collect clues, it becomes very clear exactly what happened on the island, who is responsible for the murders. You can even trace which people passed through a specific door. There is no ambiguity here unless you stop exploring before you discover all these clues. Your truth, as the game says it, comes to play in the trial at the end of the game, where you decide who to accuse and how much of the evidence you want to present. This does not mean that there are multiple possible explanations for the events, which is what I expected going into the game. I thought that there would be no one definite answer, just several equally plausible theories, and I'd have to pick one that most appealed to me or seemed like the most likely. Instead, it's just a case of, do I want to accuse this person or cover up their participation in the crime? You can even go back after the trial and punish people who had no part in this crime, because, well, apparently that's what it means by making your own truth. You are not the judge, but you are certainly the investigator, the jury, and the executioner. As such, while the mystery is quite complicated and intriguing, it certainly does not deliver on the promise of the game, which is partly on me for placing these expectations based on the wording of the marketing material, but it still doesn't feel right to have a mystery-solving game where the truth depends on basically which characters you want to see dead. Finally, the queer. Looking at the art and character design of Paradise Killer, I went in expecting quite a lot of queerness. Now, of course, this is just an expectation, but even so, I was genuinely surprised at how heteronormative this game turned out to be. There is exactly one mentioned same-sex relationship, which involves the main character, and is only ever brought up in a side mention if you max out the relationship of one particular character. You can have a love scene with this character if you choose the flirty option. But this is just a black screen. And if you don't choose the flirting, even the mention of their past relationship can be read as simply friendly. The characters involve a talking red skeleton who refused to die out of his love for others. There are demon-possessed people, there are worshippers of old gods. Everyone in the syndicate is immortal and has lived for hundreds, if not thousands, of years. And yet, aside from this one mention, nobody is ever even implied to have any kind of interest in the same sex or anything outside of a binary gender identity. There is one character, the judge, who has no gender. However, this is because the person who became the judge chose to erase their entire persona and personhood to be truly impartial. Therefore, this lack of gender is not an identity, it's the lack of one. The game is perfectly fine with describing bloody massacres, showing you wish stones painted by kids before they were taken to be slaughtered. It's built on worshipping dead gods who might be revived just to destroy the world. But, oh no, of course these two assassins have to be opposite sets, or we can't have them fall in love in the middle of their murderous jobs. This is frankly disappointing for a game with this kind of aesthetic coming out in 2020. All in all, Paradise Killer is a very weird game that's not afraid to go into dark places. However, I can't help but feel there's a lot of lost potential here, and it certainly didn't live up to my expectations, either in terms of the mystery or the queerness. Still, if the world building and tone of the game appeals to you, it's not a bad use of your time. Just don't expect too much. As always, thank you for listening to me ramble.